This week, Tidewater area Congressman Bobby Scott unveiled the AIM Higher Act. Its goal is to boost graduation rates while also not saddling the next generation of American workers with loads of debt. It does that in part by creating a new state-federal partnership that would provide federal dollars to states that offer students 2 free years of community college. And it would steer students away from some for-profit colleges that have come under fire for leaving students with lots of loans and unfit for the workforce. Scott says the bill is vital.
We want to invest in students, focus on quality, and crack down on predatory schools. Every person deserves an economic mobility and the personal growth that comes with higher education.
And House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is fully behind Scott's effort, which she says will show voters the difference between the two parties this fall, because GOP leaders have gotten behind a bill that cuts federal support for students.
The Republican bill cuts $15 billion from financial aid and undermines the bedrock of Pell.
But Republicans brush aside the accusations. They say their party is focused on creating economic growth so graduates have jobs when they leave college. Central Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt says the new Democratic proposal would balloon federal spending with more handouts.
You can offer this, that, and the other thing. The Democrats are good at that. They offer everything across the board. We got trillion-dollar deficits already.
The debate over education is expected to be a key part of this fall's elections. And the Commonwealth is already proving ground zero for that debate. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.